With respect to affordability of living here, very different. I mean, Mike Chapman voted for the cap and trade program that has led to these fuel taxes and other expenses. And even his colleague, Senator Yandaway, voted against that. He voted for the long-term care tax. He voted against the capital gains tax, which is relevant, I think, here in the peninsula, primarily because it's a harbinger of the income tax that people are trying to get more broadly. He voted against it, yet he's quoted as saying that he supports it. So that's troubling there. He has supported restrictions on parental rights that I find troubling. So definitely some differences there.